The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Basser, Pesach at the Beis Havad Linyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Dorim Dashid Gimel. Mishnah at the end of the parak brings the halacha that if someone says, Koinim pi midabri imcha, if someone says that his mouth should be koinim from speaking with you, then the halacha is that's a valid neder, and it's also for him to speak to him. Now the Gemara asks on this, that when a person says, Koinim pi midabri imcha, that my mouth should be koinim from speaking to you, the implication is that what the person is coming to aser is the act of speaking. So the Gemara asks on this from a Raisa that distinguishes between a neder and a shvua. The Raisa says that a shvua is chal bein al davar sheyesh by mamish, bein al davar sheyein by mamish. A shvua could be chal even on something that is not tangible. In other words, like an action, such as speaking. Whereas the neder is only chal on a davar sheyesh by mamish. In order for neder to be chal, there has to be chal on something. In other words, there has to be chal on a chayfetz, and therefore, by answering to the act of speaking, that would be, the Gemara understands, at least in the Havmina, that would be a neder on a davar sheyesh, shein by mamish. So the simple way to understand that means that shvua does not require being chal on anything. The shvua is just an isra gavra, it's an isra on him to do something. So therefore, a person can make a shvua even on an act. And that is the way the Ritva over here in our sugi explains it. However, the Ran over here is quite nuanced. The Ran says that the reason why a shvua is chal on the davar shein by mamish is because shvua is an isra gavra, and so the shvua is chal on the person. So therefore, any act that emanates from a person, the shvua has place to be chal on. So now it's not a simple, it's not the way we simply understand that a shvua does not require something to be chal on. It does require something to be chal on. Just like a neder has to be chal on something, the shvua also has to be chal on something. The difference, according to the way the Ran explains, between a neder and a shvua is that a shvua could be chal on the person. So that's the difference in nuance between the way the Ritva explains this concept of a shvua being chal on davar shein by mamish, and the Ran explains a shvua being chal on a davar shein by mamish. Now, it's yitachein that in this machlekes we have between the Ritva and the Ran, we find that another machlekes that seems to be they're going to shitasam. The Ritva over here says on Daf Yudalid, he says that a person who's a matvish on a shvua is not a hatzfas at all. There's no such thing as being matvish by a shvua. The Ran, by contrast, the Maseches Shvuos, brings down that what the Gemara means when it says that you can't be matvish in a shvua, it's referring to a case where I have a kikar that I made. I said a shvua, I'm not going to eat this kikar. And then I take another kikar and I say that this kikar should be that like that kikar. In such a case, the Ran says, it won't be a good hatfasa. However, the Ran says, if let's say someone makes a shvua, he won't eat this kikar. And I say that I'm making sure I'm going to be like that person. So then, according to the Ran says, that will be chal. And the Ran is nachas to tzad over there, that the reason is because hatfasa will work even on a shvua in such a case. We see clearly from the Ran this concept that a shvua also has to be chal on something. The only thing is that it can be chal on the person. Therefore, l'shitasai, the Ran holds that you could do hatfasa even by a shvua, whereas the Ritva, by contrast, holds that there's no such concept of hatfasa at all by a shvua. The Gemara answers its question on the Mishnah by saying that it's talking, but Omer Yasar Pi L'Diburi. The person doesn't say I'm asering an act of speaking. Rather, he's asering his mouth, he's putting a neder on his mouth, a koinim on his mouth, from doing an act of speaking. But the neder is on his mouth, and his mouth is davar sheyesh bei mamish, so it's chal. So the simple reading of the Gemara would indicate that the Gemara is making an ukimta in the Mishnah, that it's talking in such a case. However, the Ritva brings Rabbeinu Chananel that actually Rabbi Yehuda means to say is that when the person says koinim pi midaber imcha, it's as if it's nasa koimer yasar pi l'diburi. It's as if he said that I want to aser my mouth for its dibur. And most Rishonim go with this Rabbeinu Chananel, the Ran, the Rosh, Roy Rishonim. Almost all the Rishonim go with this, and that's the way the Shulchan Aruch also paskins. The Ran over here, and the Ritva and the Rashba says the same thing. They explain when the Gemara says "Koyin pi midabri imcha" that it means that, like we're saying, like Rav Yishanim holds, that it's as if he said yes or pi l'dibur. It's as if he put the koyin on his mouth for a dibur. The Gemara doesn't mean to say that we're saying that that's definitely what the word "Koyin pi midabri imcha" means. Rather, what it means, the Ran says, is that it could the translation of "Koyin pi midabri imcha" bears two translations. Those words bear two translations. It could mean that he's making an isser on the mice of Dibur, or it could mean that he's making a koinim on his mouth for its Dibur. And the Ran says the reason why the Mishnah says that it's a valid nether is because of the klal of stam nadarim lahachmir. So it comes out according to the Ran, and we said the Rajva also says like this, a very big chiddush ladina. Let's say a person will intend that he wants to ask or make a koinim on the act of speaking. And he says, the lashon of the Mishnah, koinim pi midaber imcha. So then, according to the Ran, since the end of this Mishnah of Stam Darach Lahachmer says, upirushim lahakel, if the reason why we're assuming that the person means lahachmer is because of Stam Darach Lahachmer, so then the person has a right to say, no, I meant a more lenient translation. So over here too, if let's say the person will say that I meant that I want to aser the act of dibur, so the person will be neman. That's what should come out according to Ran and the Rajba. Now the Flas and Darim over here asks a very strong question on the Ran. Yes, he asks like this, that the Ran said over here in our sugya, he quotes the Gemara that says that if someone says koinim shini yoshin, and notice he says a lashon that clearly indicates that what he's answering is the act of an act over there. It's talking about sleeping. So the Mishnah says later on that it's a good neder, and the Gemara says that it means that it's a good neder midir abundant. Over in Bal Yachol midir abundant. So the Ran asks that how come the Gemara asks that from the Brisa that a neder can't be chal on davar shein by mamish. It's true, it can't be chal min haTorah. But just like the Mishnah says later on, it could be chal midrabanan, maybe that's what our Mishnah also means. When it says that it's a neder, maybe it means it's a neder drabanan, just like that Mishnah on Daf Yudalad means. That's the question the Ran asks, and the Ran says that the Gemara wants to say even a better answer, that it will be a full-fledged Issa D'Raisa. The Mishnah is discussing a case of a full-fledged Issa D'Raisa. That's what the Ran says. Now the Flas and Dorm asks the following question, that the Rosh explains the reason why we say normally Stam Nadarim Lahachmir is because a person is not Maitzi Dvar of Levatala. A person, if he's coming to make to say something about a chayfet, he probably means to ask for the chayfet. If he doesn't mean to use a valid lashon, then what's he trying to say? So that's why we assume that Stam Nadarim Lahachmir. So if Flas Nadarim asks that that's good, if let's say I have two stadim of what the person means. He could mean something that won't make any din, or he could mean to make a full-fledged neder. So then Stam Nadarim Lahachmir will dictate that it must mean that he wanted to make a neder. But over here, when he says, in the case of our Mishnah, he says, Koinim pi midabri imcha, so he's certainly making a neder. Our question is only, is he making a neder d'raisa, or is he making a neder d'rabanan? But either way, there's going to be a neder over here. So how do we know that this person is coming to make and it's a neder d'raisa? Maybe he's coming to make a neder d'rabanan, so therefore the klal of Stam Nadarim Lahachmer should not apply in this case. So how could the Ran and the Rajba learn that our Gemara means that Stam Nadarim Lahachmer dictates that he means yes or pila diburi? Who says? Maybe it doesn't. Maybe he means to say ta'aser just the act of speaking. And he means ta'aser midir abanan. That's the question the Flas and Darm asks. So the Flas and Darm answers that the reason why you don't normally say a suffix derais lahachmir is because over here there's a chazakah that he doesn't have a neder on his hands. So to the extent it would just be a suffix, we'd say suffix lahakal. So therefore, that's why the Rishonim need this reason, the special reason that ein adam maitzi dvar v'latala. Therefore, we know that's the reason that we need that reason to tell us that he means the tzadchum, and he means to make a neder. That's what the Aflas Nadarim says. So the Aflas Nadarim goes on to say that according to this, that's good when we have two tzadim. One tzad is that there's no neder, and one tzad there is a neder, then we say there's a cheskas heter. But over here, this neder certainly made an iser. So since there's certainly an iser, there's no cheskas heter. So if so, we should go back to the regular klal of sofik deraisa l'chumra. And therefore, that's how the Haflas and Dharma explains this Ran. He says, even though the Ran invokes the Mishnah of Stam Nadar Mahachmer, he doesn't mean the regular reason of Stam Nadar Mahachmer. He means a different reason. He means, because over here, that would have the same halacha, not like regularly, because otherwise, why is he speaking? But we have a special din, because over here will be because of Safik Deraisa L'chumra. Since there's no chazaka, because anyways it's for sure usher, so therefore we go back to the din of Safik Deraisa L'chumra, and that is what the Haflas and Dharma says, is what the Ran means when he says, Stam Nadarm L'chumra. Now, I find this Haflas and Dharma very hard to understand, for two reasons. First of all, the din of Stam Nadarm L'chumra is not a din of Safik, it's a din vadai. The Rishonim speak out that a person will get malchus because of Stam Nadarm L'chumra. So therefore, it's very difficult to say that the Ran over here means because Stam L'Darm L'Hachmir, if he means to say the Sofik D'Rais L'Chumra. By Sofik D'Rais, a normal Sofik D'Rais L'Chumra, you don't give Malkus, and also, if they have another Sofik, then you'll have a Sekseka, whereas the Din of Stam L'Darm L'Hachmir, that's a Vadei Psak, that's what the person means, unless he explains otherwise, so then even if you had another Sufik, that would be a Sufik Dereisa. Whereas the Ran here means because of Sufik Dereisa, then it would be, you'd have a Sekseka if you had a Sufik. So it's very difficult to understand that that's really what the Ran means, that when he says the Klal of Stam Nadarm L'Hachmir. And another difficulty is, I think this is a much greater difficulty, is that the Haflas Nadarm is saying that since there's at least an Issa Derabanan, then there's no Cheskas Heter. It's true in an absolute sense, there's certainly an Isser, but if we look from the perspective of Mitzvah Deraisa, from the perspective of Mitzvah Deraisa, there is a Cheskas Heter, even if there's an Isser Derabanan, but from the perspective of Deraisa, then it's Mutter. So therefore, why should there not be, at least from the Deraisa perspective, a Chazaka of Heter? So therefore, we have no right to say that there's we should have no right to say that there's no cheskas heter. There's still a regular cheskas heter, and therefore, on the deraisa level, we should say there's no iser. So the tet of haflas nedarim is very difficult to understand. Now, as far as the actual question of haflas nedarim, that since there's certainly going to be an iser derabanan, so why do we say stam l'darim l'hachmer? The whole reason why we normally say stam l'darim l'hachmer is because otherwise, what's the person coming to do? And maybe here he's coming to make an Issa D'Rabbanan. That's his question on the Ran. So to answer his question, we really have to understand when the Gemara says, or the Mishnah says in Daf Yudalid, that if a person asers an act, a Maisa, that's an Issa D'Rabbanan of Bal Yachal, it could be the Mishnah doesn't mean that the Rabbanan made a new type of Neder D'Rabbanan. We have Neder D'Raisa, and now there's a Neder D'Rabbanan. It could be that the Chazal weren't misakin this type of neder that a person can make such an adarm. Rather, Chazal said, when you fail in making a deraisa, if it's close enough to neder, we're going to tell you can't do it, because otu is a deraisa. If we assume like that, then we could all further say in the Rosh, when the Rosh says, klal, that ein adam waitu dvar v'vatola, in other words, we interpret a person as trying to make a valid neder, it could be, it doesn't mean if this technically will become usher, that's what we assume the person is trying to do. It could be the Rosh means that since he's coming to make a neder, we assume he means a way that's valid. So over here, since there's no neder drabanan, if we assume there's no such thing as neder drabanan per se, the Chazal gave you a different type of neder, so it could be that the underlying principle still applies. Since we see this person is trying to usher himself, so he probably means to do so in a valid manner. That's probably, that's the Parsha Pshat, the Ran over here, when he says the klal of Stam Nadarim L'Hachmer.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.